أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. In the previous ayat we read, for those who disobey Allah, who don't believe in Allah tabaraka ta'ala, who transgress and break the laws of Allah ta'ala, do not make tawbah, do not correct their lives, and they die in that condition, and Allah does not forgive them, what a severe punishment Allah has kept for them, in with regard to which Allah ta'ala says on that day, the day of Qiyamah, in the Akhirat Allah will give such a punishment that nobody can give such a punishment. We perhaps have read or we know about torture camps and how severely they torture people. Our hair stands on end. We cannot understand it. We cannot comprehend it, that what severe tortures people are going through. But that is nothing compared to what the punishment Allah Ta'ala will give. And even the malaika themselves, who will be appointed to punish, they also will not be able to punish as Allah Ta'ala punishes. And that punishment we read, that together with all the physical punishment in Jahannam, there will be this mental torture also. And this deep frustration that a person will not be able to think of anything else, but he's suffering all the time. So that is one side. On the other hand, those who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala, who obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, one very important thing which comes up a lot perhaps in our discussions also, moreover in non-believers' discussions, that we make Allah as we think He is to be. Some people go to the extent of saying that Allah cannot be so cruel, etc. Allah is definitely not cruel. Allah is just and fair. And all this punishment of Allah Ta'ala is also based on complete justice, which each person will experience and know on the day of Qiyamah, that this law, this punishment is the ideal punishment for everyone. And those who will be given compensation for all their good, this is also ideal for those people. To be forever in Jahannam for the non-believers, that also will be understood clearly. And for the believers to be continuously, permanently in Jannat, that will be also understood. And here in this world, with our small little brains, and we want to fathom Allah Ta'ala, and we want to understand Allah Ta'ala, it is impossible. When the greatest of people who are understood and recognized Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, and he said, "Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik." Oh Allah, we cannot recognize you as you are. So important here it is, we don't understand Allah as we want to. And we make a picture of Allah in our mind, what we think who Allah is. But we have to find out who Allah is, and we accept Allah Ta'ala as He is. We are His slaves. We are not His bosses. We cannot command Allah Ta'ala. We are not yet to judge Allah Ta'ala. Allah will be judging us. So that one basic concept, what is details, we should think of it regularly, that Allah is not what we make out who is Allah. Like that, people have made stones to be their Allah. That is not Allah. People have made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to be their Allah. Isa alayhi salam can never be Allah. Allah is Allah. He is the most supreme. His power is all great. So anyway, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, for the right, those who do right, and every person has been given the fair choice of doing right. And it is up to him then if he wrongs himself. So Allah says for that, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, e woji jisne chain pakar liya. Oh, that soul that has found peace. Then the nafs, the Quran Sharif explains that there are three stages of the nafs. That is, are we ourselves what we are. The first is nafs-e ammara. That nafs of ours that just commands us to do evil. That is how the nafs is by nature. And not it commands, but ammara is the superlative of amara. That it commands a lot, plenty, all the time. It is telling us to do wrong. All the time, don't get up for fajr. Don't do what is right, do what is wrong. many, many haram things or the very doubtful things in our eating items that our nafs just tells us, eat, just enjoy, don't worry. So much so that forget our deeni matters. A diabetic, for example, his nafs also tells him, have more sugar, have more sweet things. And he doesn't worry, he eats even more. Many a person who has got high blood, but yet he will carry on having salty things. He won't, or he can't control himself. This is that nafs that even in dunya's matters, we are on the open road and your nafs tells you just to speed up. And you just carry on speeding. They are very, sometimes like a high rise, solid lines, but nafs makes you overtake there also. You just want to do all the things what your nafs tells you all the time. Sleep away at namaz times, all these things. So that is the one stage of nafs, nafs-e ammara. And until a person does not work on his nafs to control it, it doesn't come under control. And each one of us, let us think, when did we ever work on our nafs? That it comes under control, that it doesn't control us, we control it. As long as we control the car, it is all right. But when the car controls us, which we say, the car has gone out of control. But actually it is that now we are not controlling the car is controlling us. We apply brakes and it skids even further. We turn to the right and the car goes to the left. The car is now in control of us. What is the great danger of that? When our nafs is like that, and the nafs is controlling us, then a person is right out of control. And then he goes to finally that stage where he proves the wrong as right. And no matter the world tells him it is wrong, he sees it as right and he proves it as right. When he becomes the complete slave of shaitan, and Allah has explained everywhere that shaitan makes things look right to us. Shaitan makes us believe we are doing the right thing. And this is what we must be doing. So that is nafs-e ammara. Then it becomes, if we work on the nafs, then it becomes nafs-e lawwama. That still we will do wrong, but now we will blame ourselves. I am wrong. I am bad. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, that people define perfection, that is in deeni matters, not in dunya's matters. That is right out of the equation as far as deen is concerned. In deeni matters, some people will define perfection as having taqwa, that now they have attained perfection. Or somebody, lot of ibadat, all the ibadat is 100% in place, that they regard as perfection. Maulana says that perfection, the ulama have said, is when a person sees his own faults. When he realizes that I am faulty, I am wrong, that is when a person is closest to Allah and now he has acquired perfection. But as long as a person is content that I am good, that person is in great, great danger. So now when that nafs becomes lawwama, that he realizes I am wrong and I am evil, and he taunts himself and continuously he tells himself, how evil aren't you? And you don't fulfill the rights of Allah, not fulfill the rights of other people. And he keeps on making effort, and for which he needs a guide and a teacher also. Then finally he will reach the condition of mutmainna. Now his nafs will be under control. And that these great virtues which are mentioned here are for that nafs-e mutmainna that has reached this great position of having control over itself. And now it fulfills the commandments of Allah and sees things clearly. And when it reaches that stage, like a diabetic, not only does he not stay away from sugar, but he understands, abhors it. This is going to destroy me. Finally, my condition will become, parts of my body will have to be amputated. Finally, my condition will become, I'll become completely redundant and useless. So he looks down upon all those things that will harm him. Like that with our deen, the person realizes what all the harms are of which will be caused to him in akhirat, and he not only stays away from sins, But he abhors sin, and he just cannot stomach so much so that he doesn't commit sin, he can't see somebody else committing sin. That also he cannot tolerate. That is when the nafs has become mutma'inna, it is for that nafs that Allah Ta'ala gives these great, great glad tidings. May Allah Ta'ala let us worry about our nafs, control it, bring it under control, so that we can have this great honor by Allah Ta'ala. By Allah Ta'ala, and our nafs can become mutma'inna and acquire the great, great ni'mets of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.